Christopher Moynihan was on the Senate floor, rifling through desks and helping seize control of the Senate dais on January 6th, an act that landed him in prison, now less than a year after being pardoned along with the other 1,500-plus riot defendants by President Trump. Moynihan is behind bars again. He allegedly sent text messages last week about House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, saying he must be eliminated. I cannot allow this terrorist to live, and noting Jeffries had an upcoming speech in New York City. Jeffries did, in fact, appear Monday at the Economic Club of New York, one day after Moynihan was arrested by New York State Police.
What do you make of it? The person accused of threatening you is the recipient of one of those blanket pardons.
I think the reckless and irresponsible pardons of hundreds of violent felons on January 6th has consequences.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson did not denounce the pardons, but condemned the threats.
Anybody who threatens to kill any political official, we denounce it absolutely. They ought to have justice fall upon their head.
A CBS News review found a surge in threats against members of Congress this year. More than 14,000 investigations so far, surpassing all of 2024. With the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk and the state Democratic leader and her husband in Minnesota. Former federal prosecutor Mike Romano says political violent actors become malicious celebrities and, if freed, risk becoming repeat offenders.
They're still driven by the same motivation. They're still likely connected to the same groups. They're still likely talking to some of the same people. The motivations and the social organizations that encourage them to commit violence persist.
We found a half dozen other January 6 defendants who've been arrested again in the months since their pardon, including for breaking and entering, theft, child abuse. As for Christopher Moynihan, he's pleaded not guilty and is back in court in Dutchess County, New York on Thursday.